Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Welcome to How to Declutter Your Home When You Have Kids and How to Deal with Family Members and Friends Who Give You Way Too Many Gifts. Okay. So before you join this group, the Motherhood Simplified group, I ask you a couple questions. How did you find out about this group and what are you struggling with the most? Of course, Kaylee, you guys are crazy. There's a mom that I just approved. I'm not calling her out, but I want to bring. She's not the only one who says this. She said, I need help getting my kids to give me time so that I can declutter. And I was like, holy crap, that's perfect. Because yesterday's topic was supposed to be how to declutter with kids. And then we decided to talk about husbands. And of course, it always works out. So I wanted to address that. The very first thing that you have to realize when you are decluttering with kids is that you are the adult. Okay. If you're waiting for your kids to be in the perfect situation and have the best behavior and do all of the things so that you can declutter, you're never going to get it done. Okay. Your kids aren't the boss. You're the adult. You have to make it happen. So I just want to start you off with that. If you want to make it happen, you can't let your kids be your excuse. They need to be your reason. And I say that with everything, not even decluttering, but like everything. Okay. We say things like, I can't work out because I have kids. Are your kids the reason you can't work out? Are they the excuse that you can't work out, or are they the reason that you want to stay healthy? Are your kids the reason that you can't declutter, or the excuse that you can't declutter, or are they the reason that you're going to declutter so that you can have a simplified home for them? Okay, they're not your excuse, they are your reason. So that's how I wanted to start off before I give you the rest of these practical tips. Everybody cross your fingers, send Kaylee some hearts that she just stays cool, okay? She just stays cool, she doesn't freak out. She's really tired. So that's number 10. Number one, you're the adult. Your kids are never going to give you the time. And I want you to shift out of using them as the excuse why you can't declutter and make them the reason that you're going to declutter. Okay. So that you can have that simplified home for them. Fingers crossed. Number two, take it in bite-sized pieces. So I think that the problem and the reason that a lot of times moms start to declutter and don't finish, or they never start, is because they're taking too big of bites. Okay. You wouldn't eat all three of your meals at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? It wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to do it. You would get full. You would feel sick. It just wouldn't happen. That's why we break it down into smaller meals throughout the day. The same is true for your decluttering. You need to break it down into bite-sized pieces. And like I said, I'm giving you really clear action steps. This is how you do it. You create a goal list. And this is where people get confused. Goal list and to-do list. A goal list would be declutter the toys. Okay, so a lot of you are using that as your to-do list. The to-do list is declutter the toys, which isn't reason. Sorry, I'm reading the comments. Which isn't realistic. Okay, that's your goal list. Your to-do list is go through and throw away the broken pieces, the broken toys first. The toys and games with missing pieces. The toys and games that the kids have grown out of. And then create a space to keep everything. And then decide what you're going to keep in that space and get rid of the rest, okay? There's a goal list and then there's a to-do list. And when you are decluttering, when you're a mom, you need these really specific and small to-do lists. Otherwise, you're not gonna get it done. You're gonna be way too overwhelmed and it's gonna be way too much to handle. So break it down into bite-sized pieces. Number three, have your head on a swivel and watch for your opportunities, okay? I think another reason that moms never get started is because they're waiting for this perfect storm to arrive where it's like the kids are happy, the kids are fed, you're in a good mood, you have energy, the kids are in a good mood, your husband's home, and changed, and blah, 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 all of these things. You're waiting for this perfect situation to happen before you start. And that's not how it works with kids, okay? You have to have your head on a swivel. You have to be, ready. You have it written out. You're going to say on Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to focus on these things. But who knows when you're realistically going to get that happen. Yes, you could say, I'm going to do it at noon on Monday. And the baby has a different plan, right? The baby's like, I don't care that you said you're going to do it at noon, Mom. I'm going to be awake and very tired and grumpy. So you have to have your head on a swivel and you have to be watching for those opportunities that you can strike. Okay? Step by step, because I only have 10 minutes of the time to work. Yeah. Especially when you have really young ones like this one. You have to have your head on a swivel and you have to watch for those opportunities and you have to strike when it happens. And Christina Louise made a post yesterday about that's how she's been doing it. She's like, I have a running list of everything I want to get done. And as opportunity comes up, I strike. Okay. She's like, I'm always aware. I'm always watching. And the thing is that you could have those moments. You could have that 10 or 15 minutes and you could choose to mindlessly scroll Facebook, or you could intentionally choose to put your phone down and get to work. So Anna's here with 1% battery. Hello and goodbye in a minute. What's she get into? She's wet. Okay, that's alarming. So that's number three. Have your head on a swivel, constantly watching for the opportunities that you have to get something done and take advantage of it. Don't let it slip away from you and don't get complacent and be like, man, I'd like to have a decluttered home, but I've got this 15 minutes to myself. I'm going to watch Netflix. Okay. It's a choice. You got to make the choice. Number four, realize that this won't happen in a day. Okay. It's going to take consistency and it's going to take you making time for it and then doing it. It's going to take you choosing to do number three. Okay. And I'm not saying that you can't like plan things out. You can't like say, I'm going to do this on Saturday. I'm not saying that, but I am saying be flexible with it because we do have kids. Okay. We do have to pay attention to them. Oh my goodness, Katie. So that's number four. Just know it's not going to happen in a day. And I think that's another reason that people don't start is that they think that they, if they want to declutter, they have to do it all at once. They have to do it in a weekend. They have to do it in one day. And if they don't get it done in that one day or that one weekend, then they failed. Like, why are they even trying? Why are they even doing? And that's not true. Okay. That's not how it is. It's going to take you time. It took you years and years and years to accumulate all of this stuff. It's going to take you a while to get rid of it. And I saw somebody else make a post about that when I asked you guys what you want to hear more about. And I will do another post about this. But just to kind of touch on it real quick is that, yes, maybe you take 3 carloads to Goodwill and you think that you're done. And then you just realize that there's more and more to do, right? And I can tell you, and if Kristen is still on here, she can tell you too, you do a bunch. You get a whole lot done. You take a whole lot away. And then it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. And it feels like it never ends. And that's just the nature of it. You spent years going to Target, buying things on Amazon, getting gifts, filling up spaces in your home, getting replacements, being whatever it is, and bringing it all into your home. And you never intentionally let it go. Of course, it's going to take you quite a while to get this done. And I have told you guys before that I did this in record time. I did it in about 4.5 weeks, and I wasn't even like trying to decide what to keep, guys. Like, I didn't have a choice. I had to get rid of it all. And it still took me 4.5 weeks of every single day working 10-hour days, packing up my car and taking it away, hustling everything off on Marketplace. Or it wasn't Marketplace back in the day. It was Facebook groups or whatever it was. I don't know. Maybe it was just my regular personal Facebook page. I don't remember. It takes time. Okay. And I did 3 garage sales in a row. And I was like, every time I did that, I was like, man, looks like we're almost done. And guess what? It wasn't even close. It was never even close. So I don't tell you that to discourage you. And I don't tell you that to be like, I had done in 4.5 weeks. You can too. I tell you that because that's the reality of it. Okay. There's a lot of stuff in your house and it's not just going to go away. The awful reality of Facebook garage sale and pages pre-marketplace. Yeah. That's what it was. Garage sale pages, buy, sell, trade. And I think we have like a neighborhood community. Guys, just come get my stuff. It's free. I don't care. Just you're saving me having to take trips to Salvation Army, which by the way, guys, Danielle is in here and she's been decluttering since February or March. And her and I lived in Palmer, Alaska. Maybe she's in Moscow. Doesn't matter. There's one Salvation Army. She shut it down. They are not taking any more donations. And I'm pretty sure it's because of Danielle, which I think is funny because they probably shut it down for a while after all my stuff went there. Okay. So that's number four. Number five, ask for help. Okay. Ask for help. Ask for help from your husband. Ask for help from your friends. Ask for help from your kids if they're old enough. Hire help. Hire a mother's helper, like a teenager who can come over to your house and talk to the kids for a couple hours while you work uninterrupted. Just ask for help, okay? Ask for help or hire help. You can hire help in the form of babysitters, or you can hire help in the form of somebody like me who comes to your house and helps you declutter, or me who gives you a digital course and helps you declutter, okay? You can hire somebody to help you. And it doesn't have to be expensive, but if you want to get it done, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. If you want to simplify it, if you want to fast track it, ask for help or hire help. Okay. Get focused. Okay. Get focused. 20 minutes of unfocused, 20 minutes of focused time. You would be surprised at how much you can get done. 20 minutes without Facebook distractions or Instagram distractions or Netflix or whatever. I mean, your kids are distracting enough. You need to eliminate as many outside distractions as you possibly can, okay? Set a timer for 15 or 20 minutes and just get to work, okay? And the last thing for this is just don't expect perfection, okay? I think that's what a lot of people are hoping and waiting for. They're hoping and waiting for the perfect circumstance to happen, or like I said earlier, the perfect storm to occur before they start. And because that's never going to happen, okay, you're never going to have this perfect situation just land in your lap. They never get started. So don't expect perfection before you start. Don't expect perfection as you declutter, because things are going to come up and it's going to get bumpy and it's going to feel weird and you're not going to know what to do. Don't expect perfection in the middle of it while you're doing it. And don't expect perfection after, okay? I've moved across the country with three suitcases and I still have to declutter. Okay. I'm still, you know, regularly purging. I'm still being really intentional about, do we need this or do we not need this? It's never perfect, not even for me. And I want to let you guys know that, like, I'm doing this with you. Okay. I've done the really dramatic and the really hard work of it a long time ago. and now I'm in maintenance mode, but I still, you know, I don't think I did it perfectly back then. I just did it. Okay. I did it messy. I did it quickly. I did it because I knew I wanted to and I had to. I just did it. Okay. And I continue to do it, and it's not ever perfect and it's not going to be. So stop expecting or hoping or wishing for all of these perfect scenarios and situations to come up before you start. Hey, Leah. Emily, I'm putting my toddler to work and Nana reads him bedtime stories on FaceTime now while I do my nighttime reset. Dad works till 10 p.m. Emily, that is amazing. And you should post that in the group, because that sounds like something that every grandparent would love to be able to do, especially if you are like us and you live in Idaho and grandparents are in Alaska and other ones are in Texas. So that's really awesome. And you should post that in the group, because that's a great suggestion. Like grandparents win, the kids get to talk to grandparents, you get your work done. Yeah, that's awesome. So just don't expect perfection, guys. So just a real quick recap before we move on to how to handle gifts from family members and friends. Number one, you're the adult, okay? Your kids are not going to give you time. Your kids aren't going to be like, okay, mom, I'm going to sit here while you declutter. Okay, you have to make it happen and you have to be the boss and you have to be the one to make it happen. Number two, go in bite-sized pieces and create goal lists and to-do lists. A goal list is declutter the bathroom. A to-do list is throw away expired medications, throw away empty soap bottles, throw away expired lotions, throw away half-used lotions or cosmetics that I don't ever use and I'm never going to use. Okay, that's a goal list and a to-do list. Number three, have your head on a swivel and constantly be watching for opportunities that you can work. Okay. Yes, we're busy during the day. Yes, kids are a lot of work and require a lot of attention from us, but you're lying to yourself if you say that there's not a single 5 to 10 minute span throughout your day that you can get something done. Okay, there always is. Watch for it and use it to your advantage instead of letting it slip away from you in the form of Facebook scrolling, Amazon, Netflix, whatever your distraction is. Don't do that. Head on a swivel, see your opportunities, and then strike. Number four, now this won't happen in a day or a week or a one-time thing. It takes you being consistent and it takes you being intentional and it takes you doing a little bit over a long time, okay? Yeah, you can have really dramatic purges. Like if you have a few hours on the weekend, you can get a ton done, but you haven't arrived. You're still gonna have more work to do and it is gonna feel like it just never ends. I promise you it does, it gets easy. But you do have to be consistent and persistent. You have to do little bits, bite-sized pieces, consistently over a long period of time. Number five, ask for help or hire help. And get focused when you have that help, okay? Don't say, I'm gonna hire a babysitter and then spend one of your 2 hours of help, you know, distracted on Facebook or chatting with your friends or gossiping or whatever. That's your focus time. Set a timer and get to work. Whether it's 10 minutes or 2 hours, focus it. Number six, don't expect perfection before you start. Don't expect perfection while you're in the thick of it and don't expect perfection afterwards, okay? Just do it. Do it messy. Do it afraid. Do it if you think you don't know how to do it. Just do it. Just do something. Because if you don't do anything, you're going to stay stuck like that forever. And the thing about not doing anything is that everything else around you is going to keep going and it's just going to get more and more overwhelming. So do something. Okay. That's that topic. The next topic that we're going to talk about is how to handle gifts from family and friends when you already have a cluttered home and you're like, oh my gosh, stop giving me stuff. So I'm going to start by telling you this. Your home is not cluttered because of the gifts that you're given. Okay. The gifts that people are giving you are not the reason that you have paper piles on your kitchen counter. It's not the reason that you have too many toys. It's not the reason that your bathroom has a bunch of expired products or products that you don't even use. The gifts that they're giving you and the gifts that they're giving your kids are expressions of love. And yeah, maybe they're toys, you already have enough toys and you don't want them, but them giving you a gift is not the reason that your home is cluttered. Your home is cluttered because you have always brought things in and continue to bring things in that you don't really need, that aren't serving you, and you don't ever let them go. Okay, so yeah, it's frustrating to be like, holy crap, my house is cluttered, and my mother-in-law just sent us another box of presents to add to all of the clutter. Sure, that's annoying. And it's easy to like be like, well, you know, they keep giving me stuff, so it's their fault. It's not their fault. It's your home. It's your clutter. It's your things. And you are the gatekeeper of your home, okay? You get to decide what comes in and what goes out, which means that if they give you a gift that you really don't want your kids to have, you don't have to keep it, okay? The gift is in the giving, not the keeping. You can accept gifts. Hey, Lindsay, with a gracious heart and gratitude and let it go. Okay, but stop saying that your family or your friends who are being generous and giving your kids gifts is the reason that your home is cluttered. It's not. So I'm going to tell you guys a little story about my friend named Lucia, who lives in Florida. She is very wealthy. They are very wealthy. They are very well off. She owned the school, the Montessori schools that I worked at, and they have a giant, beautiful house. Their neighbor is AC/DC. And this is what she used to do to me because she was getting ready. She was to retire. They were like 65 and wanting to downsize their house. So she would invite me over for lunch or she would invite me over to coffee with my grandkids, well, not my grandkids, with my kids, who she considered like grandkids to her and her husband, because they didn't have grandkids of their own. And they would literally fill my car up as much as possible, fill the trunk. One time they attached a bed frame to the trunk of my car and were like, this is really nice stuff. It's really beautiful. And we're going to give it to you. And I was like, holy crap. I don't know what to do with it. It was like a statue of a giraffe, a statue of a leopard, all of these really beautiful vases, all of these really amazing bed sets and bedspreads and like throw pillows and stuff, which they were beautiful and I appreciated. And she was like, I know you guys moved. I know you didn't bring anything with you. You can use it to make your house feel like a home. And I graciously accepted all of it. It was way too much. And I kept the things that I wanted to keep. I kept some vases and some little toys. And like my daughter really loved the 3-foot ceramic giraffe. So that was a part of their bedroom for a while, but the rest of it I donated because the gift was in her giving it to me and she didn't care what I did with it. She just wanted it out of her house. And so I did that. And it was often, it was like once a month or once every other month that I would go over there and they would literally fill up my car with this really nice stuff. And I would donate most of it. Okay. And that was fine. So when you're getting hand-me-downs like that, you know, you can accept it graciously, but you're not obligated to keep it, okay? You don't need to keep it out of guilt. You don't need to keep it out of obligation. You don't need to keep it out of any of those things. Get rid of it. Same goes for gifts, you know, like toys that your family and friends give you. Let your kids play with it. Let them enjoy it. And then when it comes time to do a routine purge, if it's a toy that's not played with, let it go. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? I came in at the perfect time. My father-in-law's girlfriend just gave my 4-year-old a karaoke machine for his birthday. Yeah, so that's the other thing is that sometimes they give us gifts that we wouldn't necessarily buy for our kids, and our kids really enjoy it. That's fine. My kids get dollar store toys, a box of them, like once a month from my parents. And if you guys know how I feel about the dollar store, it's the clutter store. So it's stuff that I wouldn't buy for them, but they have a really good time with it. And when it comes time to do regular purges, whatever's not being played with, regardless of who it came from or if it's broken, we get rid of, okay? It's not anything personal. It's not like you can keep everything that everybody gives you forever. Just like when you buy something, you're not meant to keep it forever. Things aren't meant to be kept forever. Sounds like my mom giving things to my son, daughter, herself. It's the most random things that happens in the thrift store. Yeah. And it's totally fine to be like, thanks for thinking of us. I really appreciate this. And if it's not something that fits in your home, fine. If it is something that fits in your home, great. Most of the gifts that we're given, we keep because we actually like them because it's stuff, like I said, that I wouldn't necessarily buy for my kids. And they love it. They are excited by it. And I'm not frustrated by it because I've taken ownership of every other area of my house. I have decluttered my house. I know that I am the boss of my house. I know that if my home is cluttered and overwhelming, it's my fault, not the people giving me gifts, right? So that's my tips to you guys. And something that a lot of people ask about and request, is like for birthday parties, you know, like what do you tell people for birthday parties? I don't have the exact wording, but there are a lot of people who will say things like for birthday parties, we just request your presence, not your presence. Okay. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence, you showing up over gifts. Okay. You can always do something like that and you can do it in a way that's tactful, but I always think it's kind of a slap in the face to be like, stop buying my kids stuff. You got to just kind of take ownership of the rest of your house. Like I said, it's frustrating and it's overwhelming because your house is already cluttered, but the gifts that they're sending you aren't the reasons that you have paper clutter piles. The gifts that they're sending you aren't the reasons that you have laundry piles or the reason that you have dishes stuck to the sky or paper that you haven't dealt with on your countertops or expired products in your bathroom. Those gifts that people are giving you and your kids aren't the real problem. The real problem is the rest of the house. That you actually can't control, right? You can't like control people giving you gifts unless you want to come across the wrong way and offend everybody and feel like the rude person. But you can take ownership of the rest of your house and get a grip on that. So any thoughts, questions, follow-ups, anything like that? If you guys do have follow-up questions, if you're watching the replay, let me know. If you do want to get a lot of momentum going with decluttering toys, decluttering your home with kids. You want some additional support, some resources, some like step-by-step, like do this. Get into my course, 7 days to an uncluttered home, because it does that for you. It covers laundry, dishes, toys, bathroom, cars, and your surfaces. And it's literally me saying, do this. Here's a checklist. And yes, you can do it in 7 days, but you don't have to. If you do get into that course, it's you get access to it for life. So you can do it in 7 days. You can do it in 2 months, 3 months. You can do it once. You can do it 8 times. However many times you need it, you have it for life. So I will put that in the comments, and I will see you guys on the next time.
Hey, friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.